There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
The president is going to seize this opportunity by leading the most significant tax reform legislation since 1986. And one of the biggest tax cuts in the American history.
And that was President Trump's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn. I am Mary Welter alongside Brian Wilson. It is now 8:38 on this Thursday morning. Joining us right now is Ryan Ellis. He has a lot of things. He's a Forbes columnist. He's a tax policy expert. And he is one of those people who has to deal with everyone coming in with their receipts in a shoebox and dumping them on his desk 12 hours before taxes are due. Ryan, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Great to be on, and I'm glad tax season's over.
So will this outline that we've got, do you see anything in here that is going to make life easier for both the people who prepare their taxes on their own and people like you who do this for a living?
Well, I think for the average person, the thing that they should keep their eye on is the doubling of the standard deduction. That will really make taxes easier for people. Right now, the standard deduction for a couple is just over $12,000, and that should double that. So what does that mean? What that means is you don't need to keep track of your mortgage interest. You don't need to keep track of your charitable contributions. You don't need to keep track of your state and local income tax. You don't need to keep track of property taxes on your house. If you live in Virginia, you don't need to keep track of your Virginia car tax anymore. It's all taken care of for you by that standard deduction. For many, many people, that will make taxes a breeze. All they'll really need is a W-2 and a little bit of time, and that's about it.
That sounds good to me. Let me ask you about the corporate tax rate, much ballyhooed, being cut down to 15%. Does this include S-Corps as well? Because I would think that most people in this country are employed by people who own an S-Corp. Does this help all of them as well?
Yeah, the 15% rate is for all types of businesses. So it's for corporations. They also want to apply it to what are called flow-through businesses, which are S-Corporations, partnerships, sole proprietorships, LLCs, those type of businesses which are not corporations also would benefit from the 15% rate. It's a little trickier to do it, so Congress is going to have to figure out a way to make that work. But the intention of the outline is, yes, the 15% rate would apply to all types of businesses.
Well, I get all that. But I'm wondering if indeed the simplification of having only three rates, 10, 25, and 35, I mean, don't you make a lot of money off people who do this? I mean, it always seems to me that one of the reasons why the tax code has always been so complex is because there have always been people who are in your industry who profit off of actually, you know, filling out these complicated forms that the rest of us can't deal with. Does it really make it that much simpler?
Well, the number of rates really doesn't these days make a difference in how simple your tax return is. You know, just think, when was the last time you sat down with a pencil and a calculator and went rate by rate calculating your taxable income? That doesn't really happen anymore. That's something that you use software to do. Mm-hmm. And the software will just calculate your, it'll go through the rate progression for you.
Okay.
So you could have a very simple tax system with 100 tax rates and a very complicated tax system with 2 tax rates. So the tax rates don't really have much to do with it. For people in the tax preparation industry, most of our clients are not Joe and Jane taxpayer.
Yeah, I guess that's
right. You know, most of it are business owners. Business owners under any tax system are still going to have to calculate their business expenses, and that's where the rubber hits the road in complexity, and it always will under any tax system.
Now, when we talk about, you know, business owners, when you say those are the people who wind up, if it is an S-Corp and they make it 15%, will it not, does it simplify an S-Corp owner's taxes at all or not so much for them?
Not really, because an S-corp owner, what their taxes look like today is, what did you make, and then what were all your business expenses by category? That gives you your profit. The profit flows through to the S-corp owner, and he pays taxes on it on his personal return. That basic process is going to happen under any tax system. But, you know, most people are not business owners. Most people get up every day, and they're driving into work. All your listeners are doing today. They get a W-2 at the end of the year. Simplicity is not for people who own businesses.
True.
It never will be. Simplicity is for normal guys, gals, people out there getting W-2s, raising kids, paying mortgages. For people like that, which is 90 to 95% of the population, we ought to have a really, really simple, easy tax system for that.
I agree. Let me ask you about deductions. We know that you can still deduct mortgage interest and charitable deductions. What about the child credit, the Yippee You're Fertile, the benefit that people get, you know, the $1,000? Will they still get that or per child?
It's unclear from this outline. This outline we saw yesterday was all of one page long.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So they don't address that.
No, they do not.
Because I think if they take that away, a lot of people are going to scream.
Well, look, I mean, the tax system, you have to take a look not at any individual thing that stays or doesn't stay. You have to take a look at your entire situation under this current system and your entire situation under the new system.
Yeah.
And then compare it that way.
I agree.
All right, one more quick question. The death tax. Apparently they want to repeal that. What does that mean for most people?
For most people directly, it doesn't mean anything for them directly. Indirectly, though, the death tax is a absolute killer in terms of capital. It actually costs the economy more than it raises in tax revenue to the government. Because there's a huge industry to avoid the death tax. There's a major, major sunk cost. People that are afraid that they might be liable for it have to hire a bunch of actuaries and lawyers and accountants. And you know what that means? That means they don't have capital to create jobs. It means they don't have capital to give people wages increases. It means they don't have capital to do all sorts of things, invest in their business. It really retards economic growth to have a death tax. It raises almost no money. It's probably the stupidest tax that we have because it actually costs more to raise it than it does to actually get money into the door.
I had no idea.
That's interesting.
I had no clue. I thought for sure that was just free money for the government. Who knew?
Well, Ryan Ellis, thank you so much for joining us and help us understand what it means for average folks. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.